I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Kelly Show, let's have some fun
on a Thursday.
The week is almost over. Remember, at the end of Thursday's show, it officially ushers in the weekend here because tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. That counts as the weekend, baby. So what do we have for tonight? Well, we're going to do something a little bit different than we normally do on the show. I know we do this some, but we're going to do a little more tonight because obviously what's the news today? It's all anyone can talk about. Recession, 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 transition, recession, the economy's shrinking, this. I'm going to explain a couple things about the economy that may be confusing, and I'm going to explain why I have such a dark outlook on where we're going. Don't worry, it's not going to be too dark and depressing, but we're going to have a frank talk tonight, a very, very, very frank talk. Why are they doing this? Why do I have a dark outlook on where we're going? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about government committing murder, mass murder on its citizens. No, I'm not talking about faraway governments. I'm talking about yours. They already did it. And no one's gone to jail for it. And we're going to describe, I might talk about that in 15 minutes, 15, 20 minutes. As soon as I'm done with the economy, that's what we're going to talk about. Mexico is apparently mad that Americans are coming into their area. That is interesting. Military recruiting numbers. West Virginia, of all places, is apparently going to lead the fight against communism in corporate America. That and much more tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. By the way, remember, as I pointed out, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. In case you don't know, the entire 3 hours is me answering all your questions that you email in right now. Not tomorrow, right now, to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. What's the news today? You've been hearing it all day long. Recession, recession, recession. It's official today. It shrunk by 0.9. It's a recession. But what do those things mean? Because all these people, they go on TV, and this is something I've always found frustrating. As a very stupid person, I find it frustrating when very smart people go on television or on the radio, and they all use words that they pretend everyone understands. They do it all the time. 0.9 GDP, QQ, but the second Q with the labor market, and the normal people don't know what these words mean. So let's have a very frank talk. Another part of why everyone's so confused right now is obviously the lying. And we're going to touch on that just very briefly. The lying. The messaging is already underway. What is that messaging? Remember this. Just like I've explained to you, after the Afghanistan collapse, after the mass shooting in Buffalo, after how many times have I explained to you, whenever something terrible happens, because we're dealing with anti-human communists here, they're not capable of empathy or anything like that, because that's who we're dealing with. They don't have a meeting and have actual feelings or empathy or anything like that. Oh, they have a meeting, but they immediately have a meeting about messaging and political strategies. There's never even a moment where they feel bad. You know, Afghanistan collapses. The Biden administration didn't call in some meeting and say, well, we have 13 dead Americans. It is such a sad day to lose these warriors. No one shed a tear. No one cared. Hey, how do we message this? I know, let's drone strike some kids. Bunch of black people get mowed down at a supermarket in Buffalo. They didn't scramble to have a meeting. Oh man, it's very sad. How can we help out those families? This is devastating.
Biden, Psaki, all of them. They got together right away, of course.
Hey, how do we use this? Let's message this. This is good for us. Good news, right, guys?
Same thing today with the recession. When you announce a recession, when you know you're in a recession, here is the reality of life, and it very likely is the reality of your life. Your standard of living is disappearing in front of your eyes. Maybe you're already tapping emergency savings. We hear a lot of that. It's running out. Maybe you're delaying retirement. Over 20% are already delaying retirement. Imagine working your entire life, finally almost getting there. Boom, recession wipes it out. Maybe you're having to make medical sacrifices. People forget how many people out there right now rely on life-saving medications and medical treatments for themselves and family members that are expensive. Maybe that money's running out. Maybe you're not going to see your mother anymore. You can't afford the gas. Maybe this, maybe that. People are watching their standard of living decrease. The basic nutrition in your family is probably going down because of the prices. The American people are watching their way of life be destroyed. How does a corrupt administration full of uncaring anti-human communists, how do they react when something like that happens? Well, they just simply have a meeting and change the messaging. You see, it's not a recession, it's a transition.
What we're seeing is that we are in a transition.
Just a transition. Janet Yellen on TV, it's not a recession, it's a transition.
Many businesses seem to be preparing for a recession. Should all Americans at home be preparing for a recession that many people think now is likely?
Well, look, the economy is slowing down. It last year, it grew very rapidly at about 5.5%, and that succeeded in putting people back to work who had lost their jobs during the pandemic. The labor market is now extremely strong. Even just during the last 3 months, net job gains averaged 375,000. This is not an economy that's in recession, but we're in a period of transition in which growth is slowing.
There's that word again, transition. Amazing how they're always so consistent, right? Transition. It's not a recession. It's a transition.
We don't want to devolve into the recession label debate, but I do wonder, do you eventually expect the NBER to declare what we're in, a recession?
Well, we're certainly in a transition, and we are.
There it is again. Remember, as Americans have their way of life destroyed, as you have your standard of living evaporate in front of your eyes, there's nobody having a meeting right now trying to figure out how to make things better for you, how to improve your life, how to make groceries more affordable. Those thoughts don't even enter their head because they're actually intending to make all those things much, much worse. And I'm about to go into all that tonight. We're going way deep tonight. Just buckle up with me. They have meetings and they simply discuss messaging and buzzwords. When we officially became in a recession today, they didn't have some all hands on deck meeting in the White House where everybody's dabbing their eyes and talking about how, you know, John in Staten Island, he can't afford anymore to go see his mother. His little Billy needs that. He needs that insulin medication. He can't afford that. They didn't even think about that once. They all gathered together in the White House today and said, all right, hey, recession, no biggie, right? How are we going to message it, guys? That's how they do it. There's no feeling at all. There's no empathy at all. There's no care whatsoever because they're anti-humans, which brings us to where we're going. And this is going to be difficult. It's going to be difficult to hear. But I'm going to play you something right now, and I'll explain in a minute.
Janice Dean reports the weather at Fox News Channel, but since 2020, she's been thrust into the political spectrum after losing her mother and father-in-law to COVID. Both were in nursing homes in 2020, some of the 15,000 New Yorkers who lost their lives to COVID after state policies forced hospital patients still sick with the virus back into nursing homes.
Why did they do that? What is the origin of that? We need to find that out.
Dean has been steadfast in her fight to get a full investigation into how the deaths happened. When Governor Hochul replaced Governor Cuomo in 2021, since then, Dean has become a critic of Hochul for what, in her view, was a failure to take action.
Talking about another investigation on top of an investigation, I'm not sure what purpose that serves.
Not sure what purpose that serves. What does that have to do with recessions and transitions? Well, the government murdered 15,000 New Yorkers. They don't see any point to investigate themselves. What does that have to do about where we're at, where we're going? I will explain all of that once I get done explaining to you that you should already own a hero gun and a hero arrow. And more important than you, the person you love the most should. Have you sent or are you sending your son, your daughter? You spent 18 years raising them. Are you sending them off to college, off to work out of town somewhere? Do they have some way to stop a very, very bad man from hurting them very badly if they run into one in the dark? Go to hero2020.com. It's a non-lethal gun. You don't need a concealed carry permit. Your kid doesn't have to have ever shot a weapon. Your mom, your wife, your husband. It's got a laser sight on it. You'll know what I mean when you look at it. You point and squeeze. That's it. Point and squeeze. Shoots these pepper balls out there. It will save your life. It has saved lives. It wins awards for a reason. Hero2020.com. Code Jesse gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com. Code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, and we're about to take a deep nerd out dive into all this recession stuff and why I think we're going to a dark place. But allow me to lead with where I think we're going, and then I'm going to explain myself, okay? Because I don't just want to be a Debbie Downer out here, but I need to explain myself. I believe we are heading into either a very, very, very deep long recession, or I do believe we are heading into a potential Great Depression type event. I'm talking 25% unemployment. I'm talking people evicted from their homes en masse, living in shanty towns. I do mean that. I'm not trying to be over the top, and I'm going to explain to you. I owe you an explanation for that way of thinking, and I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to give it to you beginning right now. First, let's examine where we are, and then it'll help explain where we're going. Where are we? You already know, I've covered it 1,000 times on the show. You know about all the money we printed during COVID, about the stopping and starting and stopping and starting and stopping and starting of the economy. You know all these things. So right now, it came out, it was official today, we are in a recession. Doesn't matter about the, it's a transition, we're in a recession. That means what? Let's just start there. Let's start with some basics. What's that mean, a recession? Well, the year is divvied up into quarters, 3 months at a time, right? Your economy, if it shrinks 2 quarters in a row, that's a recession. Well, this was our second quarter. Remember, the second quarter just ended. It ended in June, at the end of June, but the second quarter just ended. And so then it takes them a month to put together all the numbers and they figure out, okay, whoa, it shrunk again. But what does that even mean? The economy shrunk again. What does it mean? Well, what is an economy? We have a $20 trillion economy. What does that mean? The economy is the goods and services of your country, all of them together. And it applies to everything. Look across the street, that big Walmart and the little mom and pop sandwich shop. The little bodega, thanks, Joe Biden. Seriously, the bodega, they're all part of the economy. The mechanic's part of the economy. The maid is part of the economy. Even Chris, a very minor part, but part of the economy. If you're starting, all right, so how does an economy shrink? Your economy is producing fewer goods, fewer services. We have a consumer-based economy. What does that mean? That means our economy. So when they're grading it, okay, $20 trillion. But where's that $20 trillion coming from? About 70% of our economy is based on consumerism. I'm not using that in a bad way. I'm saying our economy is 70% you and me buying stuff, period. T-shirts, tires, food, diamonds, houses, whatever. It's us buying stuff. The individual, you, going out and buying stuff. That's 70% of our economy. It's huge. What we need when you have a consumer-based economy, and we can have an argument all day long about whether or not you should or shouldn't have one of those. What you need is people buying stuff. That's what you need because that's your economy, right? Well, people aren't buying stuff. That's why it shrunk. But why aren't people buying stuff? The dollar is worth less. And as the dollar goes down, as inflation goes up and the dollar becomes more and more worth less, it's not just that people don't have the money they used to. You don't have as much money as you did last year. I don't have to look into your personal bank account to know that. I don't have as much money as I did last year. Chris probably has more. But most people don't have as much money as they did the previous year because your money is worth less than it was. Still with me? Is this, Chris, let me know if this gets too nerdy because I'm trying to explain this in the way everyone will understand it, all right? Because you have less, your money's worth less, not only are you spending less, you are reserving more. That extra $100 you and the spouse and the kids, you normally go out on the weekends, you go see a baseball game. Hey, it's time to, let's go see the Yankees, get a hot dog. Maybe you don't go to the Yankees this weekend. Honey, I don't think we can afford that this weekend. Hey, let's just watch on TV, right? Well, hey, honey, we'll get some hot dogs, we'll watch at home, we'll save us another. You see what I mean? Now that's money that was going to be injected in the economy from you that you even potentially could have injected into the economy, but you didn't. You didn't because smartly, you're holding back. You're saving more because you're nervous. So it's not just, again, where we are. It's where people like you, like me, think we're going. People were so nervous over the last few months, they didn't spend as much. When they didn't spend as much, the economy itself shrunk. People are turtling up as people normally do when an economy begins to shrink. That's where we are. Now, one more piece of where we are before I give you my dark, dark reasons for why I think where we're going. One more piece of where we are. You will see a lot, you'll hear a lot out there right now, especially from people like Joe Biden, bragging about certain parts of the economy. Here was Joe Biden today saying, we're not in a recession.
And just last week, as I said, SK Corporation of the Republic of Korea announced $22 billion in new investment in semiconductor batteries, chargers, and medical devices, creating another 16,000 jobs here in America. And this is powering the strongest rebound in American manufacturing in over three decades. Creating 613,000.
I'm going to pause here for a second. I'm actually, because we're rarely serious, okay? But I need to be serious here right now. You keep hearing about the great recovery, the rebound of manufacturing jobs, the great recovery. Why does Joe Biden keep saying that? Why do they keep referencing that? Well, because we shut the country down in 2020 for a stupid virus that barely killed anyone. But anyway, we shut down the country in 2020 for an incredibly survivable virus. When by the time Joe Biden got elected and sworn into office, the economy was beginning to open back up. So what he's talking about is we slaughtered the economy. Biden gets elected right as all those Democrat governors and mayors start opening it back up again. The economy starts to breathe, and so it looks like it's recovering fast. It's recovering fast because we'd almost murdered it. Anyway.
1,000 manufacturing jobs. Passing the CHIPS bill is going to put another $72 billion for incentives and tax credits to expand semiconductor production. And the Inflation Reduction Act will add another $370 billion in clean energy tax credits in reconciliation, including incentives to accelerate domestic production of solar panels, wind turbines, batteries, and critical materials processing. That doesn't sound like a recession to me. Thank you very much.
Okay. What's he talking about? What's he talking about when he gets up there and brags about the labor market being strong? I will explain that to you, and then I'll tell you where I think we're going to a dark place. Hang on. Poisoning their
brainwash mind. I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday for you new listeners, and apparently there are lots of them. On Fridays, we're a little different. Well, we're always a little different, but we're definitely different on Fridays. On Fridays, we take the entire show, all 3 hours, and I answer your questions. What questions? Whatever. And I mean whatever you email in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. They all go right to Chris. He prints them out for me. Man, they could be personal. It can be political, history. It can be stupid. We take the whole 3 hours. Look, there's enough news of the day in the week. We take 3 hours and answer your questions on Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Email jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, in case you missed it, I've been explaining over and over and over again why we're heading towards a dark place. And I'm going to keep coming back to this. Believe me, this is going to come full circle. I keep coming back to this. Economically, I say we are heading towards a Great Depression or a very, very deep recession. I want you to listen to this.
Janice Dean reports the weather at Fox News Channel. But since 2020, she's been thrust into the political spectrum after losing her mother and father-in-law to COVID. Both were in nursing homes in 2020. Some of the 15,000 New Yorkers who lost their lives to COVID after state policies forced hospital patients still sick with the virus back into nursing homes.
Why did they do that? What is the origin of that? We need to find that out.
Dean has been steadfast in her fight to get a full investigation into how the deaths happened. When Governor Hochul replaced Governor Cuomo in 2021, since then, Dean has become a critic of Hochul for what, in her view, was a failure to take action.
Talking about another investigation on top of an investigation, I'm not sure what purpose that serves.
CBS.
15,000 dead New Yorkers. Not sure what purpose that serves. Okay. Just put that in your back pocket, right? Back to this. Well, another thing you hear about the economy, they cite a lot as a strong labor market. We have strong labor. Strong labor market. It's a great labor market. What's that mean? It means unemployment is low. It's less than 4% right now, and that is true. Why? What happened there? Why is unemployment low? Here's something you should understand. That is a very, very temporary situation. It's very, very odd, borderline unheard of to have an economy this bad, a shrinking economy, yet unemployment is low. What produced that? Why is that? In the wake of the insane COVID lockdowns that destroyed the world, frankly, in the wake of the insane COVID lockdowns, governments, most definitely our government, they paid people to not go to work. They'd paid people a lot of money to not go work, and they paid people for a long time to not go to work. You know, there was a time during the COVID insanity where you could be making the equivalent of $50,000 a year not working at all. So we paid people a lot, and we paid people a long time. What that did was there was so much carryover after that that when businesses started opening up again, they could not find money. They could not find employees. They couldn't find them. No one wanted to come to work. I know you've seen it. I know you've seen the signs on the local mom and pop shop, on virtually everywhere. Help wanted. Either you're seeing help wanted signs or you're seeing, sorry, we're short staffed. Sorry, we're short staffed. I don't live in Washington, D.C. I'm not surrounded by this world. Yeah, Chris is pointing. We're looking out the window at a tire shop right now, desperate for workers. Everyone's short staffed. Why? Well, I don't live in D.C. I don't hang around other radio guys or TV guys or politicians. I live around normal people. Same people you live around. That's who I live around. Car managers, like I said, mechanics, construction people, cattle ranchers. These are the people I work around. And they have been explaining to me the desperation they've had trying to get someone to show up to work. That's why you've experienced, I know you have, so many turds in the service industry now, and you say to yourself, how does this idiot have a job? How does this lazy person have a job? This person's so worthless. How do they have a job? They have a job because that poor employer doesn't have any options. People won't show up to work. They'll make interviews and not even show up to job interviews. They're just checking boxes to get another unemployment check. We have low unemployment right now because employers who have employees are hanging on to them like grim death, even the bad ones. If you're an employer and you have an employee who shows up even half the time, you have to hold on to him because you don't have backups. This isn't like a normal economy. Hey, show up or get out. Now, part of the reason you're experiencing so many turds is you can't afford to fire some turd. If you have some waiter who can't get the job done waiting tables, you can't afford to let him go because there ain't anyone to hire. You're waiting tables yourself if you fire that guy. But, and here's the big but, and now we're getting on to the doom and gloom part, but I thought with everything else today, this would be a helpful explainer on where we're going. Chris, has this been helpful? I feel like it's been very helpful. At least it's been helpful to me as I walk through it. All right. That situation's going to end. The low unemployment's going to end. Because with consumers not spending, which they're not, and that number is going to keep going down, with consumers not spending, those businesses who've been hanging on to those employees, they're going to have to let them go. I know that because I've seen profit loss sheets. Remember, I've worked in a small business before. My folks finally started their own construction company about the time I was 18 or 19, and I went to work there after I got out of the Marine Corps, and I know what profit loss sheets are. They look at these profit loss sheets, and you know what that big pockmark on those things is every single time? Labor. This is what we made. This is what's coming in. This is what's going out, and there's always some big eye-popping number. Oh, my gosh. Why are we spending? Who is this? Oh, that's labor. It doesn't matter how much you're desperate for employees. If you're a business owner, you're going to have to start cutting them loose as money stops coming in. Consumers aren't spending. If I own a little sandwich shop, and yes, I have some turd. I have two turds who work for me. Their names are Michael and Chris. They put together the sandwiches in my sandwich shop. They show up half the time. They're on cocaine. They're just an absolute disaster out there. I haven't been able to fire Michael and Chris as much as I've wanted to fire Michael and Chris. I haven't been able to because I don't have any other employees to show up. But if you, the customer, if you stop walking into my shop and buying sandwiches, eventually I'm going to have to go talk to Michael and Chris and their drug-induced haze, and I'm going to have to explain to them that they can't come to work here anymore. Those unemployment numbers are about to get really, 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 really bad. And now my business is in trouble. Now that's where we are. That went a little bit longer than I wanted. That was a long explanation on why we are where we are. But that doesn't explain why I'm so pessimistic about where we're actually going. Where are we headed in this economy? Because right now I don't believe a Great Depression would be inevitable or a severely deep recession. I don't believe it would be inevitable, except for the people in charge. Do you remember what I told you about the World Economic Forum, about American leaders, about what they think about you? In case you forgot, I'm going to play you a little something when I get back, and then I'll explain the why on why I think we're going where we're going. Now, that also means you need to take advantage of certain things when things pop up. If there's something you've been wanting, now's the time to get it if it's on sale. Go out now and seek out sales on everything you can find. If you see a good deal on, I don't know, water, go get a good deal on water. MyPillow has an unbelievable sale right now on summer sheets that they've already admitted to their credit is very, very limited. It is a limited amount of time, and it's limited because of the supplies. It's not like they don't want to give you great sales all the time on the Percal sheets, the summer sheets that are real cool, that so you don't sweat at night. Look, they'd love to do that all the time. They can't. There aren't enough of them. Again, we have a shrinking economy. You take advantage of it while it's here. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Jesse and get your Percal sheets while they're on sale. A huge sale. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Go download the podcast on iTunes. Leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am. Now, I know this has been dark, and I've been playing that clip about New York killing 15,000 of its own senior citizens. In case you missed it, here it is again.
Janice Dean reports the weather at Fox News Channel, but since 2020, she's been thrust into the political spectrum after losing her mother and father-in-law to COVID. Both were in nursing homes in 2020. Some of the 15,000 New Yorkers who lost their lives to COVID after state policies forced hospital patients still sick with the virus back into nursing homes.
What's that have to do with the economy and a Great Depression and everything else? If there was a fire in your home tonight, there's a fire in your home, and I obviously don't want that. Let's say you guys were out. I don't want anyone to get hurt, all right? There's a fire in your home tonight, and you show up. You had the family out at dinner someplace nice, Red Lobster. Took the family out to one last Red Lobster meal, and you showed up, and oh my gosh, there's smoke and flames. Oh no! That would be bad, but it doesn't look like it's that pervasive yet. It looks like it's in the kitchen. Maybe we left the stove on or something, and you pull up in front of your house and it's smoke and fire and oh my gosh, but you hear the sirens. You hear that they're coming around the bend, baby. Woohoo, the fire trucks are coming. And the fire truck comes rolling up. Firemen get out of there and they say, "Don't worry, sir. We've got it. We've got you covered." And then you smell something. It smells kind of weird, and you kind of make your way over to the fire truck, and you make your way over to that gigantic little water bay they have in the bed of the truck so they have some water to spray on some fires. And you crack the cap on that thing, and you stick your nose down in there, and you figure out that fire hose they're getting ready to blast on your home with all your valuables in there, your bed, your pictures, your grandpa's old World War II medals, everything, childhood scrapbooks. You find out that fire hose is actually full of gasoline, and the firemen who showed up to your home are not there trying to save it. They're trying to burn it to ash. That's where we are right now. Understand, we will never, ever, ever, ever come out of this. We will never defeat the people we are up against until we finally accept they're trying to wreck us. The goal is to wreck us. The goal is the Great Depression, part two. That's what they want. Remember when I talked about the World Economic Forum and our cultural leaders? Remember, I think this is from yesterday. When you combine the monopoly on violence held by the government with the money the government has, you combine that with the money and the influence of corporate America. I mean, they're making your TV commercials, right? They're making your movies. When those two join together, it creates this ultra-powerful entity. They think that's their triumvirate. They think joining together, they can get what they want, and the will of the people don't matter at all. Understand this about World Economic Forum and ESG and all these things we talk about. The idea behind it, the entire idea behind it is simply Western society is way too free. These kings and queens, these people who think they're beyond God, these people feel like the restrictions that have been placed on their power are absurd and they're hurting the world back. They're holding the world back. And you and your stupid freedoms, you're keeping Yuval Noah away from moving beyond the God of the Bible.
The only thing God managed to create are organic beings. All these trees and giraffes and humans, they are just organic. But we are now trying to create inorganic entities, inorganic life forms, cyborgs, artificial intelligence, and so forth. If we succeed, and there is a very good chance we will, then very soon we will be beyond the God of the Bible.
Those people look at you and your freedom. Freedom to choose where you work, freedom to choose where you live, the freedom a vehicle and affordable gas gives you, the freedom to adjust the temperature in your home, whatever you want. They look at all of your freedoms as something that's holding them, the communist dictators of the future, the commissars of the future. Your freedoms are holding them back. That's why there's a World Economic Forum. That's why there's ESG. That's why there's a government corporate partnership. Remember, the ideology that's behind all of this, though, is simple communism. Oh, I'm back live. Headline. World Economic Forum calls for an end to owning private vehicles. You didn't think I called myself the Oracle for nothing, did you? Now, speaking of the government corporate partnership, allow me to sidetrack here for just a moment. Remember, you can't do anything about being forced to fund the government because they're going to throw you in jail if you stop paying your taxes. The only option you have to starve that government corporate partnership is on the corporate side. Start being more purposeful with where you spend your money and being more purposeful with where you don't. What I'm about to describe to you, the intentional destruction of America, the intentional destruction of our energy sector. You know Verizon participates in that, right? You know T-Mobile, they participate in that. They're active participants. Switch to Pure Talk today. Pure Talk is not an active participant. Pure Talk is fighting against that. Pure Talk will not only save you a fortune, that's not even the important part. Average family saves over $900 a year. I mean, that's nice. I know that matters. I'm not dismissing that. The important part is Pure Talk, they're not trying to wreck the country because they actually love it. The CEO is a Vietnam veteran. They hire Americans. It takes you less than 10 minutes to switch to a patriotic company and you save money? From your cell phone, dial #250, switch to Pure Talk. Dial #250, make sure you say Jesse Kelly, all right? Dial #250 and switch to Pure Talk. Back to what we're discussing. The firemen have showed up in front of the house. That's where we are now. The kitchen's on fire. The smoke's coming out. You and your family are hoping they're there to save it. And they're uncoiling a fire hose and they're aiming it at the house. And you have just discovered the fire hose is full of gasoline. That is why I think we're going into a Great Depression or a severe, long-lasting recession. The people in charge of the country, the people running the show right now, they're not standing in front of the house concerned about the fire or the smoke or you or the childhood scrapbook pictures or grandpa's old World War II medals. They are standing in front of a home they have despised for the longest time. They have been taught from an early age specifically to despise that home. They have been taught that home is evil. The people who reside in that home are evil. Anyone who wants to improve and or maintain that home is evil. And they have wanted that home turned to ash forever.
And now here they are with the home already on fire, holding a gas holding a fire hose full of gasoline in front of the home. They're getting ready to unleash it. Why? That's what they want. I will explain. I will explain why you're seeing it and where we're going. I know it's a little dark. We got to talk about it. Hang on.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.